Her daddy said no, and I didn't tell mine. We stayed away in the middle of the night.
All right, welcome back. It is 10:32.
I love the drums on this song.
Boy, I tell you what, excellent work. Cliff Aaron on the drums. Matty Stell was in yesterday with us. We were down at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram making deals. By the way, they will be in the office today if you're looking for a car deal. And tomorrow. I mean, who works on New Year's Day? Only Landers, apparently. Tonight, though, for those of you who are looking for something fun to do, Cliff is here to tell us more about a huge event going on. And as he said in the break, changing the landscape of New Year's Eve in Central Arkansas.
Yes, indeed.
Sean and Mindy also here as well. We appreciate you all coming in. I know you guys have had a busy day.
Thanks for having us.
Around town, promoting what is going to be a huge event tonight. So
yes.
Tell everybody what the deal is and what the details are they need to know about.
The deal is, you know, everybody knows that New York has major, major press on this thing every year. And then, of course, L.A. and, of course, Australia pretty much has it first. But the thing is, we've never really had a celebration in the central time zone of this kind of magnitude. And so what we want to do is bring that. We know Arkansas is worthy of it. I mean, there's so much talent here. There's so much that Arkansas has to offer. And so we wanted to bring a national attention to this kind of an event. And so this event is going to be huge for Arkansas. It's not just for Little Rock or North Little Rock. It's for Arkansas. We actually have people coming from Missouri just to be here. And like some of those cats are like Matt Stale fans. They know me. They remember me from playing drums with Matt Stale. And it's like, hey, man, if you're doing something like this, cat, we're going to come and support. And that's amazing that people from other states are just like, wow, nobody's ever jumped on this, you know.
Well,
until now.
Yeah, it's a first-time event, as we found out the hard way with some of the stuff we've done. First time around, you know, whether it's sponsors or it's, you know, mm-hmm. patrons, people do not necessarily want to get on board immediately, but it sounds like you guys have put a good enough plan together that people are picking up on this pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Next year is going to be easy peasy.
So the buzz has been created.
Yeah.
Well, tell me where, I like that. Dynamite drop, anytime you can work buzzing is good. Where is everything happening tonight? What do people need to know as far as details getting in and all that?
Yeah, this is at the North Shore Riverwalk, which is pretty much the entrance gate is going to be at the corner of Willow and Riverfront Drive. And it's pretty much directly behind the Dickie Stevens Stadium. Mm-hmm. And they usually have it, if you know, easier landscape, I guess, to remember is everywhere that they have every year that they have the Northside Riverfest. And that huge field right there. And you can't miss it anyway because in like an hour, the ball is actually going up. We actually have a real ball. We're having all kind of questions about that. Y'all calling it a ball drop? Y'all have a real ball? Yes, sir, we do.
How does one go about getting a New Year's Eve ball for the drop?
Lots of money.
I mean, you don't go to the million dollar question, isn't it?
We had it constructed, and it's going to be the same size as the one that's dropping in New York.
Is that right?
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Same exactly. size? You don't go to, like, yep. the New Year's Eve ball drop store. I mean, they don't have those just, like, sitting around.
See, we have cats that work for us, man. We're just
some great people.
Great people.
Yeah. They've really put a lot of work into it. And you're going to be able to see this ball for about 5 miles around the city.
Oh, so. That's very cool.
Yeah. 5 mile radius.
And if you're a giraffe, you'd be able to see it for 8 miles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
don't go next slap.
Man, it's tragic. You heard about the giraffe.
I know. It is sad. I mean, it's
tragic.
Yeah, anyway, that's a whole.
It is what it is.
It's just weird. I mean, the most bizarre story I heard all year. And there were some weird things that happened in 2013, as we'll continue to recap later today. But it's. That's about as bizarre a story as I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. Man. That's
so,
crazy.
This is cool. What do people need to know? Is it cost? I mean, what time do they need to get there? What's parking going to be like? What kind of crowd are you expecting?
Okay, parking is going to be pretty much where the Dickie Stevens Stadium is and all around. It's going to be easier than people think it is to park there, pretty sure.
Yeah.
The cost today is $25 up until 12 noon. So if you get on the line online, which is www.naturalstateofmusic.com, get those tickets now for $25 for general admission just until 12. At 12:01, they will jump to $40. So you better get them before the end. Better get them before the end now.
It's a heck of a discount if you get them ahead of time.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. $10 for all children, 5 to 12. And if they happen to bring kids under 5, they're free all day, no matter what. So the kids' prices aren't jumping up. And there will be food vendors all over that place. There'll be coffee. There'll be, you know, people that want to drink. There'll be all of that. So all of that will be there available for everybody.
Sounds like you guys have something really for everybody.
Yeah, it's family, friends, community, really. It's for something for everyone.
And of course, we had to warn some of the artists that we have on this thing. Look, this is family-friendly.
Family-friendly.
No
cursing. F-bombs at a minimum.
Yeah. Keep it family-friendly.
Yeah. Family-friendly.
It will be a little cool tonight.
Right. Yeah.
What's the deal there? Are we going to just huddle up tight, or you got heaters out there?
We have a ton of heaters all around the park, and we also have Visqueen up, so that way the wind won't be blowing off the river there. So we're prepared. We're ready for everybody to be out there and be warm. You know, come bundled up, come prepared, but it should be good.
Well, at least we're not New York. No. They have 13 degrees tonight.
Fair point.
My God.
And they have Kathy Griffin, which we don't, which is good. So we're way ahead.
Hey.
What do you get for your $25? We've got entertainment. Talk to me about the rundown tonight and when it all starts.
We got Chris Allen coming, American Idol, Chris Allen from Arkansas here, and also Cody Ballou and several local bands, Amasa Hines, Lucius Spiller Band, Epiphany is going to be there, Crystal G., Flaming Death Fairies. We have a really wide variety of
you get all kinds of music. Yeah, lots of genres.
Something for everyone, like you said. We also have a runway fashion show that's going to feature music by Epiphany, and then also Kato Momolu from Project Runway.
Yeah,
she's
on the All-Star season, right?
Yes, All-Star season right now, kicking butt, and she is going to show. She's going to close out our fashion show at the end of it.
Yeah, point. I've never seen the show, but we had her on our show, and she's fantastic.
Oh, she's wonderful.
We didn't have her on. We had Alyssa Milano on, though, back, and she's hosting the All-Star Edition. I don't know if you saw that at all.
Okay.
Wow. But anyway,
I heard about that.
She came on the show briefly. Wally Hall was on with us that day. Wally Hall, it turns out, is a huge Alyssa Milano fan.
What? Wally.
This is Wally. This is Wally.
Listen.
That was literally
that happened.
Part of the interview. And after he did that twice, I was like, Wally.
Yes, sir,
I gave him a look like, dude, if she hangs up the phone because you're creeping her out, we're going to have problems.
Oh, no.
So
Wally.
He wanted to show her who the boss really was, but she's apparently
perfect.
Spoken for. Anyway, and what time does the music start? What time does everything get underway?
The national anthem starts at 6:30. And so you can get in there and make sure that you support that. That'll be sung by Tawana Campbell. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And the New Year's Eve song, actually, as the ball drops and it hits 12 and everything goes off and all that good stuff, that song will be sung by Jerron Marshall. And so everybody can do the hold your hands, hold your cell phones up and sing the song together. And then immediately Cody Ballou will just kill it.
Come and rock.
How late are we going tonight?
12:30.
Okay. That's more than plenty for me.
Yeah.
I'm usually a 12:01 guy.
Do you make it that long?
I mean, honestly, I've been like, I've honestly watched the ball drop in New York at 11 and gone, yeah, good enough.
Yeah.
If it's 12 o'clock somewhere in the United States,
Happy
I'm
New
good.
Year.
It's
Happy
12
New
o'clock
year.
Somewhere.
That's it right. is. It is.
Yep. But the good thing about everything is what trumps a lot of stuff that's going around the town is one of the co-hosts that we have is Bow Wow. He will be here.
As in Lil Bow Wow,
the
but
artist
not Lil
formerly.
Formerly.
Yeah.
Hey, cat's grown up big time.
He thought Big Bow Wow was too obvious, so he just went straight Bow Wow.
Okay.
Exactly.
Man, I just liked him in the movie Like Mike. I mean,
Hey, cat, have you seen his girl? Good Lord, Jesus. Ain't nothing little about him no more. He got a woman on his team, cat.
What's he doing these days?
Actually, he's hosting BET's 106 in Park every day.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
he's going to be in Fast and Furious 7.
He is?
Yeah, Fast and Furious 7.
That's some good news surrounding that film.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on that as well. So.
Well, y'all, good luck with everything. What's the plan for long term?
Long term is actually, we'll be announcing that in February. About the huge, huge two headliners that we got coming. People gonna fall out fainting when they hear about who's coming.
When are you playing again?
Actually, that's big news around town right now. I'm actually retiring after this.
You and Bieber.
Hey, man, Bieber can't,
he's making the bigger headline.
Aren't you a little young to be retiring?
Hey, man, Bieber can't tie my shoestrings.
That's for sure.
That's for doggone sure.
What are you gonna do?
Natural State of Music is what it's all about. We're going to be developing new artists here,
helping other folks get going.
Period, man. But yeah, I'm letting
little session drumming, little session drumming, maybe here and there.
Maybe. Well, I'm already slated to be with Eric Struthers, and that's Aaron Neville's lead guitarist. I'll be doing a couple of tracks with him and his daughter and Victor Wooten. All the music heads out there know exactly who Victor Wooten is. Yep. He's a ridiculous bass player. So I'll be doing a couple of sessions with those guys. But for our artists, I will not be playing. Okay. So I'm trying to hold off on doing it. And I may do one last little hurrah show or whatever coming up soon. I got a call about it yesterday, so okay. I may do that.
All right.